Good morning. Welcome to the morning devotion for June 1st, 2010. My name is Martin Drummond. I want to encourage you to take the high road during low times. At a men's Bible study meeting this morning, the reality of our fallen world was demonstrated once again. One of my friends from the study group said that his business lost a valuable customer recently because that customer didn't like hearing my friend talking about God. You should know that my friend is not a Bible thumper seeking to coerce people into heaven. Instead, he simply affirms that listening to the wisdom of God is the only way to have a life that is balanced and truly helpful to a world spiraling into social, civic, and moral disarray. Sadly, many people in the world, including at least one of my friend's customers, don't want to hear that truth. Now, losing one customer and his $500 or so of annual payments is not going to bankrupt my friend's business. But if others make the same anti-God decision, the business could fail unless God intercedes. I don't know what the other customers will do. I do know what God will do, however. He will bless my friend's faithfulness no matter what. It might not be just as my friend anticipates. In fact, the blessing might come in ways that don't sustain the business. However it comes, though, it will be real because our God is real. I want to share with my friend later today a passage from today's reading in the One-Year Bible. It's very helpful for occasions like this one. Here's what it says, Psalm 119:141. Though I am lowly and despised, I do not forget your precepts. There will be times in our lives when somebody despises our faith, and perhaps even us, because we hold to it. Because of that opposition to our values and declarations, we're seen as unwanted and treated as the lowly. Financially, we might be heading toward a lower income because we've chosen the high road rather than to compromise or carouse on low-life lane. If we remember that it is the truth that sets us free indeed, however, we won't have to deal with the chains of guilt for having cheated people, caved into peer pressure, or abandoned God. The precepts of God are our only hope for gaining the life that really counts, eternal life. I'm confident that my friend will remember this, even if more people reject his business because they reject God. I encourage you to join me in sharing more openly the truth of God, regardless of the financial consequences. As always, I love you, Martin.